were just listening to a Naxos release of Juan Trigo's Guitar Works Volume 1 with Dieter Hennings. And from the Partita for Guitar, we heard half note is equal to 40 beats. And ahead of that, from a Navona release entitled Baroque, transcriptions of works for saxophone and piano with Christopher Greco and Possum Head. From Alessandro Marcello, we heard the Adagio movement from his Concerto in C minor. And we started this set with a Centaur release, Solo Piano Works of Nikolai Metner, Volume 2. And from Fairy Tales, Opus 34, we heard the Molto Sostenuto e Semplice movement performed by Frank Huang. That's it for me for today, since I started early. And I will be back next Tuesday with more new music for you. Thanks for tuning in, and hope you enjoy our cooler weather, as we have had enough heat.
ましてごらん。大丈夫。目を閉じて一緒に歌おう。さあ。
all my senseless fears. I'm not sure what there is above. All I know is that I'm here for you to love.
Well, why does she sing her sad songs for me? I'm not the one to tenderly bring her soft sympathy. I've just begun to see my way clear, and it's plain if I stop, I will fall. I can lay down a tear for her pain, just a tear, and that's all. Oh, what does she want me to do? She says that she knows that moments are rare, and I suppose that it's true. Then on she goes to say I don't care, and she knows that I do. Oh, but maybe she just has to sing for the sake of the song. And who do I think that I am to decide that she's wrong? She'd like to think I was cruel, but she knows that's a lie, for I would be no more than a tool if I allowed her to cry all over me. All my sorrow is real, even though I can't change my plans. If she could see how I feel, and I know that she'd understand. Or does she actually think I'm to blame? Does she really believe that some word of mine could relieve all her pain? Can she see that she grieves just because she's been blindly deceived by her shame? Oh, but maybe she just has to sing for the sake of the song. And who do I think that I am to decide that she's wrong? But nothing's what it seems. Maybe she'll start someday to realize if she abandons her dreams and all the words she can say are only lies. Oh, when will she see that to gain is only to lose? All that she offers me, her chains, and I've got to refuse. Oh, but it's only to herself that she's lied. She likes to pretend there's something that she should defend with her pride. I don't intend to stand here and be the friend from whom she must hide. Oh, but maybe she just has to sing for the sake of the song. And who do I think that I am to decide that she's wrong? Oh, maybe she just has to sing for the sake of the song. Thank you.
It's a madness. reality is when you're in the beauty stage of a friendship and it feels good, we never feel that that friendship is going to end. With some relationships, you start to feel the disconnect. It's about putting in a boundary and being clear but respectful to an individual to explain to them, this is how I feel, rather than to start off with an accusatory tone. If, you know, the energy still seems to be tainted and it's not flowing in the right direction, it's just to respectfully have the conversation to say, you know, it's not working for me, I wish you all the best.
Things coming to a natural end because people drift apart is totally fine, and it doesn't have to be dramatic. It might be, and there might have been like a bad event that occurs, and that's sad. But if you feel like you're just different from somebody now, maybe have a conversation with them about it, just like you would in a romantic relationship.
Friendships run its course. It's a big loss, and it's a huge dilemma. Someone decided that they don't want to